Hey, we now return to another edition of When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press national writer. I'm functioning on a little less sleep than normal. I'm like a cell phone that could die at any moment, and my electricity is some coffee that's right in front of me. So you'll have to bear with me a little bit today. But once I get my traction, everything will be just fine. And I just returned from an interesting, very interesting, and somewhat unprecedented conference in Andover, Massachusetts, covering it for AFP. And, of course, I'll get into that this first hour today, some details and news from that, and some other news and miscellaneous developments. In our second hour, we'll have a guest, a member of California chapter of Eagle Forum, who will outline her research and book on the North American Union. That being such a nationwide interest, we want to keep a very close eye on all aspects of that, whether it's the Trans-Texas Corridor or the larger NAFTA Superhighway Network, or whether it's the Security and Prosperity Partnership that is sort of the thinking behind this whole merger mania to try and squash Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. together in some sort of insane superstate, which is impractical in as much as it's undesirable. So we'll be talking to her, lady named Orlean. The second hour, like I say, this first hour, I invite you to call in with your comments and questions, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you want to know more about this conference that just took place in Andover, and to give you a little inkling here, it was a Robert Jackson conference for the prosecution of high-level American war criminals. That's pretty much the formal title. It was spearheaded by Dean Lawrence Vavell, Dean of the Massachusetts School of Law, who was a guest on this show sometime back in advance of this September 13-14 event at a hotel in that area. And the conference focused on whether it could actually be practically sought to prosecute Bush administration officials, including, as they allege, the president himself for alleged war crimes. And it was very interesting. Most notable, perhaps, was the appearance of author and longtime prosecutor, the well-known Vincent Bugliosi, who prosecuted Charles Manson and his gang back in the late 60s, early 70s. And he was a dynamite speaker, really, such clarity and such a sharp legal mind still. This guy could probably send a fly to the slammer for a bank robbery if he could compile enough evidence. He's that good in terms of his legal reasoning. And that was quite a thing to see and make some video clips of, and there'll soon be a story on that in American Free Press, which you can check out at AmericanFreePress.net or call 888-699-NEWS for miscellaneous information. We always have our 16 weeks for $17.76 subscription special going, and that's always a good thing to check out. You can call about single editions, and we'll have lots on our internet site, AmericanFreePress.net, soon about the conference and Bugliosi's speech. So lots of interesting news this hour, and an interview on the North American Union the second hour. And stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages here on RBN. You're listening to When Worlds Collide. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Now returning to One World Collide here on RBN, I'll continue some miscellaneous news announcements, including some reporter's notes, you might say, about this recent war crimes conference in Andover, Massachusetts that I just covered. And, sometimes you don't know where to begin. But one of the things that's very interesting, this is sort of a tangential item. Can I use that word, tangential? It's I'm not sure I can define it, but I know what it means in a instinctive sort of way. There's more and more independent candidates coming out of the woodwork or boosting their efforts. And this is, of course, in the wake of the Ron Paul Rally for the Republic that I and my son and another AFP stringer covered September 2nd in Minneapolis. And sometimes the candidates are not directly inspired by Ron Paul or don't support him, but oftentimes they do. But it is part of the general movement that Dr. Paul is calling for, to where you don't just worry about the presidency. I mean, what is this obsession in America with the presidency? Yes, it's important, but Congress really matters more. The legislature really matters more. Your state legislatures, in a lot of ways, matter more. Only one person can be president every 4 years, or it seems like these days every 8 years. They always get two terms. And so, of course, Dr. Paul, correctly, and many others see, a growing number of people are seeing, that we need to get principled people in office at all levels from the town council on up, and keep sort of a New England philosophy, kind of a town hall meeting outlook on things, that the best government is local government, and that's where we have the most influence, and that's where you start and work your way up. And every time I go out on the road or just do some research, it just seems like I find more and more progress of independent candidates, more people becoming independent candidates. And by independent, I mean not just running independently or on a, quote, third-party ticket, but sometimes even people running on a Democratic or Republican ticket who are independently minded. Really, it's what makes the person tick more than anything else that matters. And what I just learned is a gentleman that's been on this radio show, Kevin Barrett, the Libertarian 3rd District, Wisconsin congressional candidate, won his primary. The primary was September 9th. His opponent was Mr. Ben Olson, vying for the Libertarian nomination to run against incumbent Ron Kind, the congressman from Wisconsin's 3rd District. So Mr. Barrett, who's trying some very innovative automatic phone calling and other polling and campaigning techniques, which are very cost-effective, emerged victorious, winning his primary. And I may not be an advocate of any one candidate in the actual full-blown sense, but you have to give him kudos for his effort and his victory. And that's not an endorsement per se, but it is an endorsement of the process of getting more people to not just think about the presidency, but to get out and run for office at various levels, not just stand on the sidelines, in as much as it's important to redress our grievances, whether you're a candidate or an incumbent or just a citizen. It's all important. It's all part of the same overall process. So hats off to Kevin on that. And also, at this war crimes conference that I just covered, and we'll be getting into that more in a moment and throughout this first hour, I had contact with one of my many contacts in New England, including State Representative Betty Hall, a New Hampshire state rep. She's 87, and she's been on this show some months ago, and she's the oldest serving state rep in New Hampshire, one of the oldest in all of New England, still very sharp at her age. And she is embarking on an independent run for the state Senate after having been in the House for a number of years, first as a Republican, then as a Democrat. But she's parting ways with the two so-called two parties, pointing out that they always, or virtually always, as George Washington warned us, put party ahead of principle, petty party concerns ahead of doing what's right. And this, along with the corruption that that results in, is the reason for this huge movement, if you will, of independent candidates running for all sorts of offices. And so we have Mr. Barrett winning his Libertarian primary for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd District, Betty Hall making a bold run as an independent, not an independent party, but as an independent person departing the Democratic Party, trying to go from the New Hampshire House to the New Hampshire Senate. And we wish her well in this quest. It's not an easy thing for any of us to do these sorts of things. And what's particularly interesting in New Hampshire is elected representatives only get paid a couple of hundred bucks a year. It really is public service, and yet it can cost as much as $100,000 to stage a good campaign to run for, say, state Senate. Imagine that, spending that kind of money to get a seat, then you get there and you're paid $100 a year. And interestingly, a footnote is that the New Hampshire legislature is the third largest the third largest legislative body perhaps in the world, only behind the U.S. Congress and the British House of Commons. In that small state, there are over 400 state reps and state senators. So each area gets sufficient representation. And it's very interesting. Also at the conference, there's a Charlotte Dennett who's running independently in the Progressive Party ticket for Vermont Attorney General. Now, that's a segue into this war crimes conference that just took place this past weekend in Andover, Massachusetts. Charlotte Dennett spoke to the panel, one of the many panels that addressed war crimes, and she announced her Progressive Party candidacy for Vermont Attorney General. And the indication from her and others is that there are a lot of people like her running for state attorneys general and other offices across the spectrum to really bring forth a philosophy of going after people who are doing unconstitutional or even allegedly criminal things. And she, in accordance with the conference's theme, said that she, if elected Attorney General of Vermont, would agree to, where jurisdiction is proper, try and indict Bush administration officials for war crimes, because the main speaker, Vincent Bugliosi, the famous Helter Skelter writer who sent the Manson gang to prison, as he said at the conference, he has established jurisdiction under federal federal legal guidelines, that is Title 18 of the United States Code, and he said he has established jurisdiction for the 50 state attorneys general to realistically prosecute Bush administration officials for their alleged war crimes. And this was the thrust of the conference. And Charlotte Dennett said her piece and many others indicated they knew of or perhaps themselves would be candidates at some capacity, and that these sorts of issues would be something that they'll continue to think about. And the conference itself was about a day and a half. It was an awful lot of information, as you might imagine, to digest. And me and some contacts there from New England, including my assistant, my wife Angie, listened intently, took buku notes, interviewed Vincent Bugliosi on video. That'll soon be posted on the AmericanFreePress.net website within a day or two, and some excerpts of his speech. Lots of interesting things. Now, one of the things the former L.A. District Attorney Bugliosi turned author, one of the things he talked about was how we always have to remember that these 4,000-plus U.S. soldiers killed in action are not statistics, because there's this terrible tendency in human nature, especially among Americans perhaps, to always regard war dead as just numbers. And his book, the Bugliosi's book, which he joked, he apologized for the ambiguity of the title. He was hoping people wouldn't think that he was unclear. The title he gave to his book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, speaks for itself. And in that book, we have, within the front cover, pictures of individual soldiers who died in these Mideast occupations. And so that's sort of a sub-theme in this book, the main theme being laying the legal case for literally considering the prosecution of a president once he's out of office, but also sort of riding along with that, there's this never forget sort of philosophy. Never forget that these are real people who were in the prime of their lives in virtually all cases, young men and some women who are struck down fighting unconstitutional, undeclared, military interventionist wars. The globe-trotting philosophy, the New York Globetrotters, I think, are housed at the 58 East 68th Street headquarters, the Council on Foreign Relations, are real rulers, some allege, who really make the foreign policy rules, and Washington simply adopts them. And so one of the soldiers who died and who is mentioned sort of obliquely in Bugliosi's book is the late Alexander Arredondo. Now, his parents were at this Massachusetts conference that I just covered, and they put up a shrine to their fallen soldier, their fallen son. It was a real heartbreaker to look at. They put it up in the hallway just outside the conference. Now, there'll be an article on this, too, as well as an overview of Mr. Bugliosi's comments at the conference coming up in the hard copy version of American Free Press, or soon to be posted at AmericanFreePress.net. And I'll just share a couple of odds and ends from some upcoming stories. I like to give little previews of what's going to be in the paper. And after these messages, I'll touch on that and other aspects of the conference. And then the second hour, we'll have our guest, Orlean, on the North American Union. She's a member of the Eagle Forum of California, and she'll be in the second hour of today's two-hour show. We'll be right back here on RBN after these messages. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Now returning to RBN here for When Worlds Collide. We got a few minutes before the bottom of the hour. And before these messages, I, your host, Mark Anderson, was discussing the recent, very recent, this past weekend's high-level American War Criminals Prosecution Conference, the Justice Robert H. Jackson Conference, as Massachusetts School of Law Dean Lawrence Vavell, the spearheader of this, called it. And that is a reference to Robert Jackson, who was a leading judge at the Nuremberg trials at the end of World War II. And I understand we have a caller, a Dave in Mass. That's Massachusetts. Some jokingly call it Taxachusetts. I think that might be true in a lot of ways. Dave, are you there?
I'm here, Mark.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine, Mark.
Now, is Massachusetts Taxachusetts?
It's at least Taxachusetts, you know. It's Tammanyachusetts.
Yeah, this is the nickname that state can't seem to shake.
How about Tammanyachusetts?
That's a little more awkward, but we'll try it for a while.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me see here. Now, we got just a couple of minutes before we get to some more messages, but what would you like to throw into the bonfire here?
Would you be able to hold me through the break?
Probably so. Depends on other callers, but we'll give it a shot. What's up?
Okay. Well, the first thing, Mark, is you know I've met a lot of leaders in the Patriot movement down through the years, especially the ones that came up to Alaska, that visited Alaska. A lot of Patriot leaders used to come up to Alaska when I lived up there.
Oh,
but this is the first time, Mark, that I've ever met somebody from AFP, and I hope to eventually meet everybody at AFP. And as I say, I probably didn't because I was so far away in Alaska. You know.
Oh yeah. Okay. You were at the conference, of course. This past.
I was at the conference, so you remember exactly who I am, huh?
Yes, of course. I've had 4 hours sleep. I don't think I'd know my own mother right now, but hey, duty calls, so press on here, my friend. Go. What else would you like to add?
Well, first off, Mark, I'd just like to express how impressed I was to actually see a professional journalist from AFP, an AFP correspondent, going about covering an event of that magnitude. I was so impressed with you. You know, I mean, you left no stone unturned. You were drinking a lot of coffee, but you were like a dynamo when you were taking, you know, with your trusty camera and taking the photographs and interviewing all the different people, and then of course with the Arredondo family and everything, and the memorial to their son. And I was just so impressed with your energy, Mark, and your work, and you know, it's guys like you, Mark, that I hope I don't offend any globalists out there, but it's guys like you, Mark, that make American Free Press the very best newspaper in the whole world.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. Now, if in some oblique way you're comparing me or my confreres at AFP to the mainstream media, which you're not, but I'm kind of coming at this from an angle. You'll see what I mean. It's so easy to outdo the conventional press because they do virtually nothing. So, in as much as I appreciate your comments and it's very heartening, you know, it's just too bad that we don't see this or anything like this. From the conventional media, as you noticed, Dave, since you were there, there was no Boston Globe there. There was no New York Times there. There was no, what's some of the other papers in that area? The Manchester Union Leader, I believe it's called, and other area papers. You know, you'd think that even for criticism's sake or even out of just drop-dead, dumb curiosity, they would be attracted by a conference called Planning for the Prosecution of High-Level American War Criminals, which features the former L.A. attorney who put away Charles Manson in the Tate-LaBianca murders. Vincent Bugliosi is virtually a household name the world over. He's considered one of the sharpest trial attorneys on the planet. And where are these journalists from local TV, radio, and newspaper? What do they consider newsworthy, Dave?
I know exactly what you're saying, Mark. In other words, these people are going to make fools of themselves, Mark, because it's going to reach the point where they're trying to ignore all us loyal Americans and all us patriots, and they're trying to ignore the truth. It's reaching the point where they're trying to ignore God. And I'm telling you, it ain't going to work, because you can't ignore God. Believe me, so don't even try anymore. And I'll tell you someone else, Mark, since you brought this up, and I don't know how many people are familiar with this character, but I grew up with a kid named Johnny Loftus, and supposedly he's supposed to care about all these issues. You know, he's a big-shot prosecutor for the Justice Department for prosecuting Nazi war criminals and all this stuff. And I thought I might very well bump into Johnny Loftus at the conference. But, you know, and his website is John-Loftus. LOFTUS.com.
Uh-huh.
But you know, he's affiliated with the ADL, and he's the head of the director of the Holocaust Museum in Florida, and everything.
Oh.
We're guys like Johnny Loftus here, you know.
Yeah, we got about 20 seconds till the break, Dave. Yeah, why don't you hang on, and we'll go at it a little more after these messages.
Thanks,
and we'll talk a little more about him. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
Returning now to When Worlds Collide here in RBN, we're continuing with a caller, Dave from Massachusetts, who I learned is someone who just attended the War Crimes Conference in Andover, Massachusetts, that I just returned from, having taken a late-night flight from Manchester, New Hampshire, back to Midway Airport in Chicago, and stumbling through the CTA L train, and that kind of lurched through town back to another train, and we're hauling too many bags, and the whole thing was almost comical. I'm reminded of a movie, The Out-of-Towners, starring Jack Lemmon, but I didn't lose a tooth or get robbed, although, you know, sometimes you think you come close to these things. But, Dave, what did you come away from the conference feeling like? Do you think they're focused on what their rather controversial goal is? Do you think they can boil that down to a usable set of ideas?
I do. I absolutely do, Mark. I think this thing is definitely gonna reach critical mass. But what really scares me is I think the Skull and Bones and the neocons, I think desperate men do desperate things. And I think before they're arrested and prosecuted, I think, Mark, that they'll really rock our world in a big way to distract everybody from everything and plunge us into some kind of a crisis to try to evade justice.
Yeah, you know? Of course, some people might say that there's a portent of that now with this, what appears to be the rumblings, at least, of a banking crisis, almost like a economic hurricane waiting offshore, but it's not named Ike. Maybe it's named, Count Dracula. You know, it's kind of a... In one way, sort of a storm that looks like it might blow over. In another hand, it almost looks like some of these Wall Street failures going on right now could be a sign of things to come, as H.G. Wells might say, the shape of things to come.
That's right, Mark. But, you know, you just mentioned something, you know, they talked about the waterboarding at the conference. But, you know, I have a suspicion, Mark, that this waterboarding is much larger than most people can even imagine.
Do you mean that it happens more frequently to more people than people imagine? How do you mean that?
I'll tell you how I mean it, Mark. I think they're waterboarding the Gulf Coast. I think they're waterboarding the whole Gulf Coast with these hurricanes.
Now, that's an interesting metaphor. That's a very colorful and creative way of describing a hurricane. And without putting any words in your mouth at all, what do you mean?
Well, you know, a lot of people believe that they have the that they have the technology and the ability to modify the weather and to create these storms and these big hurricanes and so on.
Now, I've heard that, and I don't dispute it, and I don't say it's true, like I think they would teach you in journalism school. When you hear something like that, assume nothing and find out everything you can, which is the best approach to news. I do recall, since we're, you know, talking sort of metaphorically in a way, if someone can correct me out there if I'm wrong, I always loved the old Flash Gordon show, with that rocket ship that spit out sparks and Flash and his lady and these other valiant patriots, I guess you'd call them, space patriots, I'm trying to coin a word there, they would kind of gallivant around duking it out with Ming the Merciless, the dark leader who showed no mercy. And there was one edition or one version of Flash Gordon. I don't know if it was the original show or one of those newer movie versions where it showed him bringing bad weather against the free world or against the good people. And, you know, a lot of times what you see in fiction can be closer to nonfiction than you realize. Again, I'm not saying either way, but these things have been alluded to in science fiction, and it's just a question of whether it's science fact. And you seem to be saying that you believe it is. And
I'm inclined to believe it, Mark. I've heard a lot of people talking about it on talk radio and so on, and I have the book, you know, Angels Don't Play This Harp by Nick Begich and everything, you know.
Okay,
and of course,
okay.
I lived
tell,
up in Alaska,
a little bit
and
about
a lot of people
book,
up in Alaska are aware of this. The
what do you consider, this waterboarding metaphor is very interesting. What do you consider of what you've read of weather control? Now, I know that storms that rain can be seeded, that a cloud can be seeded and made to rain. This has been done a long time. What, you know, relatively briefly, what's the most convincing account you've read that leads you to believe that larger storms could be man-made and to some degree?
Let's see, Mark.
If you can think of it offhand, if not, I understand. You know, it's not always easy to remember. You know, right off the top of your head. But if you can think of one.
Yeah, I'm no expert on this topic. I've only heard people talking about it. And as I say, I lived in Alaska, and a lot of people know about HAARP and so on. And, you know, it's all this stuff is all top secret, Mark. That's, as you well know, you know, all this classified talk, this secrecy, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a secrecy or something, you know, and so nobody, it's hard to get the proof. Mark, of what these bad actors are up to, you know?
I've seen catalogs where you can buy books or reports that talk about HAARP, as you call it. And, you know, I think that the best approach to this is one of sort of skeptical curiosity where you assume nothing, but you also don't assume it's not true. And,
yeah.
And you find out everything you can, like any shadowy or mysterious topic. And I think that maybe with the advent of all these storms, with this seemingly constant string of hurricanes, one right after another, as you say, waterboarding the Florida and Texas coasts and all and those that vicinity, with that, I think that begs the need for more research across a broad spectrum, and that would include, you know, just to what degree can mankind affect the weather? And I think that we need to know that, and this is certainly a good reason to find it out, with people being, you know, their homes or themselves being waterboarded, as you put it. And I don't know. Incidentally, just as an aside, have you happened to have heard how many people perished in along the Texas coast?
Well, you know, I don't watch I've come to call it the Jewish state-controlled mass media. I don't even watch it anymore, but I think I heard something that there was quite a few deaths down there with this Hurricane Ike, Mark, you know?
The old saying, I like Ike, I think is going to fade away. Eisenhower is going to be replaced by the terrible memories of a hurricane, so there'll be no more I like Ike anywhere, I'm afraid.
Hey, Mark, you know, just in closing, I'm sure you have to move on, but a couple of quick announcements, if I may. I'm sure Charlotte Dennett, she wouldn't mind me, since she's come forth publicly and stepped up to the plate at the conference.
Yes, I mentioned her earlier.
Can I give out her email address?
I'm sorry?
Mark?
Yes.
Can I give out her email address?
I don't see why not. I mentioned her earlier today in my opening statements, among some other independent candidates who are making progress, making bold moves, and trying to make a difference beyond this two-party duopoly. Fire away. I'll probably have her on the show maybe in a few weeks, but what might that be? What's her web address?
Because she gave it to everybody at the conference, so
yes,
she stepped forward.
I got it buried in my notes somewhere, but go on.
Mm-hmm. It's C-R-Dennett, D-E-N-N-E-T, C-R-Dennett, because her first name is Charlotte, so the C stands for Charlotte, I guess. C-R-Dennett, at AOL.com.
That's her email, okay.
Yeah,
C-R-D-E-N-N-E-T-T, two T's?
Yes.
C-R-D-E-N-N-E-T-T, at
AOL?
AOL.com. That would be her email.
I believe I have it right, Mark. I hope I do. I think that's the correct information.
Well, I would encourage curious listeners from anywhere that want to learn more about this Progressive Party candidate for Vermont Attorney General, Charlotte Dennett, to simply Google her name, Charlotte, spelled like the city in North Carolina, Dennett, D-E-N-N-E-T-T. Just Google that. I'm sure there's probably a website or some sort of link on how to learn more about her. She being among many, an increasing number of these independent candidates running for all sorts of offices, some inspired by Ron Paul, but all inspired by the need for openness and transparent government. You know, my friend William Norman Gregg, a really good writer from Idaho, points out that everything is so backwards, including we want government transparency and we want privacy for the people. And yet the government is the one that wants privacy for itself with police cars with tinted windows, unmarked police cars. They want the street cameras focused on us, not on them. They want the anonymity to be theirs, not ours. Everything is reversed. We have transparent people, but a secret government rather than people with privacy and a transparent government. It's amazing how the powers that be flip things around and everything is in reverse. Forward is backward, up is down, black is white, and so on and so forth. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. It certainly is, Mark. And now, another thing that's going on for anybody in the Boston area, at 5 o'clock today, two esteemed Jewish doctors of jurisprudence are going to have a debate at Harvard University. I have to find out exactly where it is on the Internet.
The infamous Alan Dershowitz, who has been in favor of the phony campaign finance reform bill, the McCain-Feingold bill, passed some years ago, and I believe he's also been a little soft, I will allege, there's that careful word, allege, a little soft on the use of torture by American authorities. I could be wrong about that, but you're correct. That's today at Harvard Law School. I don't know what building. Did you say 5 p.m.?
At 5, Mark, and he's going to be debating Philippe Sands, who
Sands, thank you, the British barrister.
Yes.
Yes, and very astute.
Philippe Sands' book, The Torture Team, Rumsfeld's Memo and the Betrayal of American Values. I was very impressed with Philippe Sands. And I'm going to go in there and listen to the debate. But you know what's sickening, Mark? You just touched on it, speaking of touch. But this nonsense that Dershowitz says he's tacitly in support of torture, there's nothing tacit about it. You're either in support of torture, you're either for torture, or you're against torture. This crap. have on tacitly in favor of torture. That's nonsense, you know?
Oh, it is. It's nonsense because torture is one of the worst things short of killing someone that you can do to another human being. And some would say that they'd prefer death to being tortured. You make a very good point. And I would ask you, Dave, if you're going to this 5 p.m. Harvard Law School debate today between the sharp British barrister Philippe Sands and the, Alan Dershowitz, the infamous Al, I would ask if it's possible to tape record that, if you have a audio recorder.
You know, Mark, I'm going to have to get on the ball. I don't have one, and I also don't even have a camera. But if I'm going to start getting more involved, I better get some of these basic tools. Huh?
You know, when you get a debate like that, I mean, since you happen to live in the area, you can't miss a word because they're, you know, you're dealing with legal terms, and if you try and write it down in a notebook, yeah, I mean, you can do that. Anybody can, but you know, you're really getting into a lot of specific words that mean specific things and sometimes sophisticated arguments. And I would assume that Mr. Dershowitz would use a lot of legal deception to try and trip up Mr. Sands. But, yes, I do appreciate the reminder, Dave, that debate is today. Again, that's at Harvard Law School, 5 p.m. Near Boston, between Philippe Sands, a British barrister who's against torture, and the well-known Alan Dershowitz, a sort of liberal left lawyer who, like Dave says, our guest today, who is rather soft on torture, who seemingly can't decide whether it's a bad idea or not, which is, like you say, disturbing that someone would waffle on such an issue. You know, it's amazing. But, Dave, I want to thank you for calling.
Mark, can I say one last thing?
Yeah, briefly. Mm-hmm.
Real quickly, I just want to make it also clear to people that are listening out there that in case anybody might think that, oh, these are a bunch of leftist liberal bleeding hearts for the million Iraqi people who have been slaughtered and all that. You know, Mr. Bugliosi is focusing right in on the murder of, it's not just international war crimes, he's focusing right in on the murder of our American soldiers. He's charging Bush with murder of our own dear, precious American soldiers.
His allegation is that because there was deception used, that the soldiers were essentially sent to slaughter, almost like sending kittens into a house full of rabid dogs who haven't eaten in a month.
He's going to
send soldiers into an untenable position. You're not putting them in a situation where they're literally defending their own nation. And, of course, Donald Rumsfeld followed that up by traipsing over there some years ago and telling them they didn't need new armor, that the Humvees that were getting blown to bits were just fine, and that even though a soldier told him they were having to dig through Iraqi scrapyards to bolster the armor of their vehicles, he just blew them off. Good old Donald Rumsfeld, who notably apparently was the very guy who drew up the magic bullet theory for the JFK assassination when he was a young towel flicker going up his little old boy, a young man going up the old boy network, soon to become another one of the powers that be's favorite sons. But, Dave, thanks for calling, and your attendance was appreciated at this conference. If you can record that today, that debate, if you do go, maybe a friend or a neighbor has a tape recorder or something. So
they'll probably tape it themselves at the debate, Mark. Right. I can maybe purchase a copy of the taped debate from
absolutely.
The people.
Thank you. You're right. Something like that, they'll film and or audio record. So yeah, exactly. Go ahead and just inquire, or maybe I'll email them or something. But I've got Philippe's contact information. A DVD might really be good.
You know, I'll just close with this, Mark, and I'll get off. But to quote Tenet, CIA Director Tenet,
George Tenet,
Bugliosi has a slam dunk case against Bush.
Tenet said that?
Huh?
Tenet said that?
No, I don't want to be misunderstood, but you know how we said there was a slam dunk case against Saddam Hussein in Iraq?
Oh.
Which Tenet?
Yes. Okay.
quoting, his words that, okay. Mr. Bugliosi has a, you know, what goes around comes around, and now Mr. Bugliosi has a slam dunk case against Bush and his conspiracy to commit murder.
Well, certainly it sounds like the way he laid out the legal landscape, certainly it appears that way. We'll see how things go. Dave, I want to thank you for calling. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll return to When Worlds Collide here on RBN after these messages. And stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
And we return to One World Collide here on RBN. I've got just a few minutes before we bring a guest on at the top of the hour to talk about everybody's favorite alphabet soup, the North American Union, which, of course, consists of the Trans-Texas Corridor, the monster highway that would be a major part of the NAFTA superhighway network under the SHAFTA agreement, as I like to call it. And that'll be an interesting discussion. I invite everyone listening to stay tuned. We have a lady who I met at a conference, Freedom 21 conference, late July in Dallas. She's with the California chapter of Eagle Forum, and she will outline her book and her knowledge and her insight into the North American Union that is kind of limping along. I think that in some ways the proposal, those who support the proposal are making some of their illicit progress, But in other ways, a lot of wrenches have been thrown into what they're doing. And it's anybody's guess as to whether they would get something as monstrous as the NAFTA superhighway ever built when you consider what it took to build the U.S. interstate highway system. This would be, in many ways, would dwarf that, if not in total miles, at least in terms of how wide it is and what swaths of land it would take out and how the Kelo versus New London Supreme Court ruling some years ago will play into this. That, of course, for those who might not remember, is the infamous case involving Suzette Kelo, an acquaintance of mine, who sued, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court because she did not agree that the city of New London, Connecticut, should be able to condemn someone's property under eminent domain and take it away from them and pay them bottom dollar, far less than it's worth, and bulldoze whatever they own on that land down to make way for private development. Eminent domain was reserved strictly for those occasional government projects, such as highways, maybe parks, bridges, certain military installations and things like that of a very firmly public nature. And then people would get just compensation, as they're supposed to get, and they would give up their land for these decidedly public projects. But in New London, Connecticut, the government set that precedent, that legal precedent, to where government, on the behalf of private interests, could take land under eminent domain, take it away from one owner and give it to another, and the original owner would typically not get what that property is worth. That legal precedent is now being sort of subtly used in the proposed NAFTA superhighway, to where now these foreign private owners that would operate portions of these super wide tollways that are part of the NAFTA system, these private owners, through this eminent domain legal precedent, would then be able to crack down using the powers of government in sort of a public-private partnership, as they like to call it, using the powers of government to seize land from ranchers and farmers and make way for the widest highway ever known to man. And after the upcoming messages at the top of the hour, we'll bring our guest on, and we'll talk about the North American Union, and I invite callers at 800-313-9443 to call, and if they want to talk about the War Crimes Tribunal that I just got done discussing this first hour, or talk about the North American Union, or whatever, that's 800-313-9443. And stay tuned. You're listening to Mark Anderson. I'm an American Free Press reporter, for those of you who have never heard the show before. That's the National News Weekly. Been doing this show since March of 08, and we'll be back after these upcoming messages, and we'll talk to you after the top of the hour.
Men